In this bulletin, COVID-19 testing to play a prominent role in back-to-school plans. Tensions rise on the Ukrainian border as Britain accuses Russia of trying to gain control from inside the Ukrainian government. And in sport, Rafael Nadal is on track for a men's record 21st Grand Slam title after a 30-point tiebreaker match against Adrian Mannarino. With the latest SBS News, I'm Aslam Al-Ghalib. The Victorian government has announced twice weekly rapid antigen testing and mandatory COVID-19 booster shots will form part of the state's strategy to avoid another year of remote learning. The back-to-school plans include delivering more than 14 million rapid antigen tests to primary and secondary schools, including 6.6 million before the first week of Term 1. New South Wales has released an almost identical plan after collaboration between the states, with 6 million rapid test kits expected to be available for distribution by Wednesday. While most parents approve of the strategy, some are concerned about how the safety measures may affect their children.
Personally, I think two tests is a bit excessive. I think maybe one a week. I'm fine with that as long as, like, the tests are done at home. I wouldn't trust someone else constantly testing my daughter at school.
South Australians are bracing for severe thunderstorms that could cause flash flooding in the Eyre Peninsula and the North East and West Pastoral District. The rainfall comes in the aftermath of Cyclone Tiffany and is likely to buffet the state over the coming days. Weather Bureau meteorologist Dean Naramore says there are warnings for a number of regions in South Australia, including the Mid-North, Flinders Ranges, West Coast and Eyre Peninsula.
Because of all this rainfall, we do have flood watches current for large parts of central and northern South Australia, and even extending into southern parts of the NT. And that's because a lot of this rain is likely to lead to flash and riverine flooding across large parts of these areas in the coming days.
The UK has accused Russia of seeking to install Yevgeny Muraev, the head of the small pro-Russian party Nashi, into Ukraine's government. It also claims Russian intelligence officers have been in contact with a number of Ukrainian politicians as part of plans for an invasion. UK Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab has told Sky News NATO will remain vigilant in their discussions with Russia.
European NATO allies, the US, we're standing shoulder to shoulder, saying there will be very serious consequences if Russia takes this move to try and invade, but also install a puppet regime.
The accusations come amid high tensions between Russia and the West over Russia's massing of troops near its border with Ukraine. Russia's foreign ministry has dismissed the comments as disinformation, accusing Britain and NATO of escalating tensions. Tongan residents are calling for safe drinking water as layers of volcanic ash and salt water dumped on the Pacific Island nation by last weekend's eruption and tsunami continue to disrupt their fresh water supply. In the Tongan capital, Nuku'alofa, people have been working to clear roads and buildings for the past week, but many villages remain without power or running water. Kofiola Marian Kupu, a local resident, says the people still cannot rebuild their homes.
People have lost their homes. People have lost everything. You know, their home is what keeps them safe. And when there's no home, they feel unsafe, not only physically, but also mentally because of what we went through. So there's a lot of things that the Tongan people need right now. But first and foremost is our drinking water.
In sport, Ash Barty is through to the quarterfinals of the Australian Open. It took the world number one 1 hour and 14 minutes to defeat American player Amanda Anisimova in straight sets 6-4, 6-3 on Sunday evening. It's the fourth consecutive year the 25-year-old Wimbledon champion has made it to this stage of the tournament. Speaking after the match, Barty played down praise for Rod Laver, who called the top seed unbeatable.
It's so nice to have Rod here, first and foremost. It's so nice to have him enjoying his own house, enjoying his own court. He was unbeatable. I'm certainly not. I'm just out here doing what I can, enjoying it, trying to make my opponent's life as uncomfortable as possible. That's my job ultimately, and do it with a smile, have some fun with it. We try and keep it really light, just have lots of clarity, go out, have fun with it, get after it and see how we go.
Tennis Australia has maintained its promise that the safety of Chinese star Peng Shuai remains a critical issue after security officials at the Australian Open confiscated shirts and banners that read, "Where is Peng Shuai?" Last month, Shuai withdrew accusations that she had been sexually assaulted in the past after being absent from public view for nearly 3 weeks after making the initial statement. Tennis Australia says ticket conditions of entry do not allow clothing or signs that are commercial or political in nature. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 33. Adelaide, humid, showers, 29. Melbourne, humid and mostly sunny, 33. Hobart, partly cloudy, 25. Canberra, much the same as yesterday, 27. Wollongong, a shower or two, 24. Sydney, a few showers, 26. Newcastle, similar conditions, 26. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 30. Cairns, a possible shower, 32. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 31.